Rock 105, Sean Pugh hanging in here. And all week long, we've been giving away tickets to All-Star Wrestling Summer Heat when it invades the Madison Civic Center coming up this Saturday, August 13th. Scheduled to appear one of the greatest tag teams of all time, the legendary Rock and Roll Express. They will be managed by WWE Hall of Famer and one of the greatest managers of all time, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Also scheduled to appear, Iron Man Rob Conway, Chance Prophet, Rocky Rage, Shane Storm, The Reaper, Matt Connard, and many more great wrestling superstars. That is the All-Star Wrestling Summer Heat at the Madison Civic Center coming up this Saturday, August 13th. And because I am a student of the game, I happen to know that this will be the first time that Jimmy Hart will be in the corner of the Rock and Roll Express. So not a show you're going to want to miss if you are a student of the wrestling game. It is ASW Summer Heat at the Madison Civic Center coming up this Saturday, August 13th. And speaking of Jimmy Hart, I got him on the phone. Jimmy, I got to tell you, man, without a doubt, in my radio career, this is one of the greatest pleasures of all time because I have been a wrestling fan since I was a baby, and you have been there since day one. Jimmy Hart, my friend, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. You know, Saturday the 13th, it's going to be unbelievable. ASW, of course, wrestling presents Summer Heat, like you just said. The Rock and Roll Express, one of the greatest tag teams ever in the history of wrestling. You know, Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson. It's just going to be so unbelievable. You know, Rob Conway's going to be there. There's going to be so many big names and surprises going on. And it starts at 7 p.m. bell time, isn't it? So it's just going to be a great night.
Indeed, it's going to be a great night of wrestling. It is ASW Summer Heat at the Madison Civic Center coming up this Saturday, August 13th. And Jimmy, I got to thank your WWE Hall of Famer, one of the greatest managers of all time. You've been up and down the road so many times. I got to think in your illustrious career, there probably isn't too many firsts left to mark off, but actually coming up this Saturday, it will be the first time that you're in the corner of the legendary tag team, the Rock and Roll Express.
You know, you're absolutely right. Back in the day in Memphis wrestling, before I went to New York and WCW, of course, you know, I used to have all the tag teams that used to fight these guys, but they were so good, and I was so impressed by these guys. And I thought, well, you know, if I were to switch over to the good side, I would love to manage these guys. And matter of fact, to make a long story short, I'm the one who gave them their name. Jerry Lawler had cut a video on them, and one day he said, you know, I've got a new tag team coming on. He told me who they were. He showed me the video, and they were in front of a Rolls Royce. And, of course, back then, back in the groups back then, were like the Doobie Brothers and the Allman Brothers and all those groups that were having, and Express. They had the Buddy Miles Express, the Ohio Express. And so I said, well, I'll call them the Rock and Roll Express. And Lauder goes, that's the worst name I've ever heard in my life, but I'll be dadgum. We used it that day on TV, and they've kept it ever since.
Definitely a name that stuck and, of course, will be revered throughout wrestling history. Well, Jimmy, like I told you, you've been there since day one. I'm trying to be completely professional about this, but there is a little kid in me that is screaming to ask a question, so I'm going to let him ask a question. You've managed some of the greatest of all time. You know, you've been up and down the road for so many years. Is there a particular superstar in mind that was just better to manage than anybody else?
Well, you know what? I've been so blessed. You know, when I first started in Memphis, of course, there was Jerry the King Lawler and Handsome Jimmy Valiant and so many others. Then all of a sudden, you know, I got the call from the WWE, which was the WWF back then, and I managed Hulk Hogan, the Hart Foundation, the Nasty Boys, the Rougeau Brothers, Honky Tonk Man, Dino Bravo, Adrian Adonis, Terry and Dory, Funk. Oh, my gosh, the list just goes on. Money Incorporated, you know, the list goes on and on and on. But all of them were so different. All of them were so great. And I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone today if I hadn't been blessed that Vince McMahon put me with a lot of these great teams. And plus, you know, when you see Jimmy Hart will be wearing that colorful Hart Foundation jacket. I'll have the megaphone. We'll be taking pictures with all the fans. And we're just going to have a great time Saturday the 13th. And ASW Wrestling, you know, my good friend Gary Damon, who's one of the promoters there, the promoter, and so it's called Summer Heat. And like I said, the Rock and Roll Express, Rob Conway, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, he's got so many big surprises. And I think tickets are also at the Shoppers Value in Madison there. And it's a Madison Civic Center, and of course, bell time's going to be at 7 p.m.
Sean Pugh hanging in here talking to WWE Hall of Famer, the one and only Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. He is going to be at ASW Summer Heat at the Madison Civic Center coming up this Saturday, August 13th. And Jimmy, you live up to your nickname. You are the Mouth of the South. You're a Mississippi boy with a megaphone. But what are the origins of the nickname, the Mouth of the South?
Well, quick story. the late, great Andy Kaufman was in Memphis, Tennessee. We were doing a radio interview. While we were there doing it, I started off with the interview, and about 3 minutes later, I was still talking, and the DJ and Andy Kaufman goes, "Are you going to let me talk?" And the DJ on the show, named Ron Olson, he said, "Randy," he goes, "Andy, you're going to realize that Jimmy Hart's the mouth of the South. He always gets the first word and the last word in." And I thought, whoa, that's not a bad line, mouth of the South. So this happened way back in my early days back in Memphis, and he's the one that kind of gave me the idea to use that.
Jimmy, one of the things that's got me excited as a wrestling fan after all these years is some of the young up-and-coming talent, whether it be from NXT or Ring of Honor or Japan or some of the indie promotions, some great young talent coming to the Madison Civic Center for ASW Summer Heat this Saturday, August 13th. But is there somebody out there that if you could, you'd put at the top of your list to manage?
Well, you know, there's so many great ones right now in the WWE. AJ Styles, oh my God, this guy is so good. I don't think he realizes how good he really is. Sami Zayn's great. Kevin Owens is phenomenal. You know, just all the young kids that are coming up on the WWE, all of these guys are so, so unbelievable. I don't know if any of them really need managers or not, but they're awesome. They really, really are. And like I said, in my beach bar, Jimmy Hart's Hall of Fame Bar and Tiki Dep, which is in Daytona Beach, shameless plug there, right here on the ocean. If you get a chance, come on down, please. But you know, every Monday night we watch Raw. Tuesday night we watch SmackDown. We have our wrestling parties there, and we enjoy watching the show so much. And like I said before, that's what makes it so special too. When I come down to you know, Madison Civic Center Saturday night, because we get to see a lot of upcoming young superstars that are going to be on the show, besides seeing Rob Conway, which is awesome, and Rock and Roll Express and Jimmy Hart. But all the matches always take place. They're so good there. You know, Gary always keeps a really good card happening there, and the fans seem to come out and have so much fun, and we're looking forward to it.
The show is this Saturday. It is All-Star Wrestling Summer Heat at the Madison Civic Center. Bell time is scheduled for 7 p.m. For the first time in his illustrious career, WWE Hall of Famer, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, will be in the corner of one of the greatest tag teams of all time, the Rock and Roll Express. And Jimmy, I'm not going to keep you all day. I know you're getting tires right now, and you're getting ready to travel and all that stuff coming here Saturday for the show. But before I let you go, I want to get in one serious wrestling question. Now, I recently heard Jim Cornette talking about the psychology of being a wrestling manager. Now, anybody that's a student of the game knows that there is a psychology in the ring. Nobody did it better than Jake the Snake Roberts. But kind of explain to me the psychology of being a professional wrestling manager.
Well, number one, I think it's always promoting your man. You know, if you don't believe him, you shouldn't be out there with him. Always giving encouragement, always being there, but never taking away from anything that happens at ring. Remember, he is the Cadillac. The manager is the hood ornament on a Cadillac. Both of them are very important, but to feature him, be there for him before the match, after the match, and like I said, that's been always my goal, and that's why I guess I've lasted this long in professional wrestling with WWE, WCW, a little small stint at Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, and had our own promotion, the XWF back in the day. But the point of it is just whoever you're managing, they always come first, and you've got to treat them like that. And of course, the fans. Oh my gosh, if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be talking on the phone today. They're so important, and you got to make sure they're happy. That's the most important thing.
He is one of the greatest managers of all time, WWE Hall of Famer, the one and only Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, and he will be at the Madison Civic Center coming up this Saturday, August 13th, for All-Star Wrestling Summer Heat. Jimmy, this has been, without a doubt, one of the greatest honors in my life. Thank you, my friend, for spending some time and talking wrestling with me today.
Thank you. We'll see you Saturday night at the Madison Civic Center, baby.